Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your MC tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so happy and excited that you have decided to join me tonight. I want to thank God. I want to thank my family, my friends, my radio listeners, my new connections, my talk show hosts. I just want to thank everyone for just your outpouring of love and how we have been able to connect and make connections and how we've been able to think of ways to, as far as the Word of God is concerned, as far as the ministry is concerned. I just really thank you. I'm excited. I just received some great news. And so I'm just so excited and delighted on what God is doing. I told you this week was going to be an excellent week, amen, and if we keep praying unto God, and if we keep believing in God, God is going to see us through. Amen. So without further ado, what we're going to do today is our Mercy Monday. Today is our Music Monday. And what we're going to do is we have some artists who are going to minister to us through their song, and I'm going to MC this particular segment. I'm so excited, and just I'm filled with the Spirit of God, and I'm just so excited tonight. So we have 12 songs that we're going to play, and we're going to just let the Lord lead us, because I know that these songs will minister to the people of God and to those who are thinking about coming to God. Okay? Glory, hallelujah. All right. And so without further ado, we want to pray, and I'm going to actually play this particular song entitled His Eye Is on the Sparrow. And His Eye Is on the Sparrow. God always takes care of us no matter where we are, no matter what we do. He takes care of us. And He has proven Himself so many times, and He has blessed us so many times. And so we're going to pray unto God at this particular moment. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to lie down, Heavenly Father, and wake up this morning, Lord. We thank you for the new mercies. We thank you for the new grace. We thank you for the favor. We thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do. We thank you for the past and the present. We thank you for the mountain experiences. We thank you for the valleys, Lord. We thank you for those things that we have had to work for, those things that have been challenging in our lives. We thank you for the tests. We thank you for the trials. We thank you for us, Lord. We just appreciate you. We magnify and we uplift your holy and righteous name, Lord. We ask, would you crown the head of mine from the top to the bottom, Lord? Would you help the outpouring of love from your heart to be disseminated among the people who are listening and the people who are going to listen? In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, the convalescent homes, those who are going through the storms of life, those who do not know you, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bring them back to you, Heavenly Father, and would you help them to be better and become better for you. Lord, we thank you for our family. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for protection. We thank you for the great news that we received, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the many doors that are opening, Lord. We thank you for the meditation and the consecration of our hearts, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just helping us to be better for you, Lord. I feel a change that is taking place within me to help me to become a better servant for you. I thank you for the word that you've given, Lord. I thank you for this particular segment tonight, Lord. I thank you for each person who's listening, Lord, each person who's online, Heavenly Father. I ask that if there's anything that hinders us from focusing on you, but you remove it, Lord Jesus, so that we can get into the very presence of you, whatever it is, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that we come into the presence of you. We humble ourselves unto you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us this day, Lord. We thank you for leading and guiding us and protecting us, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping us to get through the storms of life, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our health and our strength, Lord. We thank you for the big things. We thank you for the small things. We thank you for the seeds that are already growing, and we thank you for the seeds that are going to be planted. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to look over our youth, Heavenly Father? Would you look over their family, Lord, their friends, Lord? Would you protect them and keep them safe, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the rich word of God to go forth, Heavenly Father? Would you help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we praise you and we bless you, Lord. We bless your name. We bless everything that you do, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless this segment to be a segment that will help empower and uplift someone, Heavenly Father, and to help us to just become better for you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we just claim the victory. We claim everything that we've asked for. We claim the transformations, Lord. We claim the newness of life, Lord. We claim the new thinking, Heavenly Father. We claim the new hands, the anointed hands, Lord. We claim the voice of God, Lord. We claim the new eyes, what our eyes see, Heavenly Father. We claim new doors. We claim new territories, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just helping us, Heavenly Father, to see where you would want us to go, Lord. We thank you for the new moments, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the past moments. We thank you for the present. We thank you for the future, Lord. We thank you for the connections, Lord. We thank you for our family, Heavenly Father. We thank you for those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, Lord. We thank you for those who have been put to rest, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we ask that you give them peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Would you calm us, Heavenly Father, as we begin to hear the word of God, the revelation through the ministry of God, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person on here in a particular manner, because each person comes for a purpose. They come, Heavenly Father, for the spiritual feeding, Heavenly Father. And we ask that each person that listens, each person that's here now, would they be fed, Heavenly Father, and would they grow, and would everything that they touch prosper, and would they begin to walk in your will, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, and we claim it. And everything that is said, Heavenly Father, we ask that it fall on good ground. We ask that it fall on just fresh ears, Lord. And we thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for this coming together, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to go into our scripture reading. And actually, we're in Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it is time. It is time. It is time to introduce our artist. And I am your MC for tonight, Alfreda Emmanuel Love, Dr. Love, Coach Love. I am your MC for tonight. So I want you to sit back and I want you to listen to these songs, and we're going to allow these songs to minister unto us. And we are going to go under the unction of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have, first of all, Best Days by Sister Tamala Mann, followed by Help. And that is by Sister Erica Campbell and Lecrae. Then we will have Satisfied, amen, by the Canton Spiritual. So sit back and enjoy. And once again, thank you for listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Declare our best days. And she said, focus on what's ahead and believe what God spoke. And I tell you what, if you think that you have lived in your past, if you put God at the center and the front and the back, I guarantee you that you will experience the good life. Because any time that God is the head, right, then your life is going to be great. And then Erica Campbell and Lecrae came, and they had a song titled Help. And this particular song basically said that without God, we can do nothing. They said, Lord, I Jesus. Jesus has done a lot. And they said, thank you, Jesus. Clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. My family's doing all right. Amen. God has blessed us beyond measures. And because God has blessed us beyond measures and because of who he is, we should be satisfied. Every day we should be satisfied because God doesn't have to do anything for us. As Sister Beverly said, she said, if God doesn't do anything else for me, she said, he's done enough. Amen. So therefore, we must be thankful and satisfied. Not satisfied at the situation that we're in and not try to progress. God says, but satisfied in him. When we begin to appreciate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and call for help and begin to declare and decree those best days, the Lord will open up and he will take care of us and supply us with all of our needs. Now as we go higher, I always say that as we go higher, we're going to hear from Mr. James Fortune and Fire. Live through it. Then Sister Tasha Page Lockhart, she's singing different. And how many of you know this? When you're a child of God, you're a little bit different from everybody else, amen, because God has called you out. Then we're going to listen to Sister Lisa Knowles, and she's going to and the Brown sisters, and she's going to sing Work On Me, Work On Me. And so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, hope you're still with me. Here we go.
One day. every other girl I used to have big dreams, but then I got introduced to some other things, and suddenly the church girl I was originally. See, the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the spirit said walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday, but then I hope. Oh,
All right. Now, we started out with Mr. James Fortune and fire. And how many of you know anytime we have the Holy Ghost fire, we can live through anything? And so in his song, Live Through It, he said, you know, there are going to be some storms. And say, you know, sometimes you can't get around things. You can't navigate around things, he says, but God knows this, and he comes to the rescue just like the Hebrew boys. And James 14 and 5 said that you can live through it. Why? Because we believe in a higher power. We believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then we had Sister Tasha Paige Lockhart, and she said that she once had big dreams. But how many of you know that sometimes temptation can cause us to go into the wrong direction? But she says that God came and rescued her. And when God came and rescued her, she says that she became a new creature. She was different. And she said because she was different, you should be able to see that in the way she talks and how she interacts with others. She says because in the past, it was not so. And so Tasha Paige Lockhart says that, in other words, that scripture, if any man be in Christ, you become. Building us to become better people for him and for his kingdom. Now, as we go on, we're going to hear from Brother Ricky Dillard. He's going to sing Amazing because God is amazing. Then we're going to listen to the Reverend Dr. Bobby Jones and NSC In My Father's House. And how many of you know when we go to our Father's house, that is the house of the Lord welcomes us. Amen. So we are going to listen to those two gentlemen, then after which we will go higher in the Lord, and I will take you back, amen, I will take you back to the 1950s and 60s, amen, where there was some show enough singing with all of these gospel artists, amen? All right, let's go.
Yeah. Bobby Jones.
All right now. You heard that, did you? You want to go to the Father's house?
Come on and go with me to my Father's house. Come on and go with me to my Father's house. Come on and go with me to my Father's house. There's joy up there in my Father's house. There's peace up there in my Father's house. Come on and go with me to my Father's house. Oh yes, come on and go with me. Come on and go with me. Won't you help me say it? Come on.
Come on and go with me.
Come on and go with me. Hey.
Hey, all right. So within this particular segment, we had Brother Ricky Dillard, who said that God is so amazing, and God is amazing, and there is no one who can compare. We have a God who is a 24/7 God. You can call him in the morning, you can call him in the noonday, and you can call him at night, but he is amazing. He is an amazing God, and he did go to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me, and there is no greater love than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then we had Dr. Bobby Jones in the NSC, who was talking about the Father's house, and they were excited and happy because they were going to the Father's house. And then the commentator introduced Dr. Bobby Jones, and Dr. Bobby Jones invited us to go into the Father's house. And before we go higher into our second segment, I would like to tell you, just to understand that you are in your best days. Understand that when you need help, call on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you're going through the storms of life, live through it. And then understand that if you are new in Christ and if you are walking in the will of God, you are different. Accept that. And then understand that you are always a work in progress because God is working on you. Why? Because you're different. But understand this, that we serve an amazing amazing God. That's why we sing this song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And then understand that each day you have an opportunity to build a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you can build his house right inside your heart. And everywhere you go, you can be in your Father, in our Father's house. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're up to the second segment. We're getting ready to almost make that home stretch. We're running in this journey, amen, and God is so good and he's so merciful. I want you to just think about the goodness of God as we get ready to gear up and move into our oldie song. These are the songs where our grandparents and our great-grandparents and some of us grew up on these songs, and we could hear these songs throughout the day on Sundays, and we can hear them throughout the weekdays because we were playing these particular songs. And so I want to really tell you that there is a blessing in these songs. And we're going to hear from the late Brother James Cleveland, God Has Smiled on Me. Then we're going to go on to Reverend Betty Griffin, and she's going to tell us we can make it. And each week we need to understand that we can make it, because sometimes we go through the trials of life, but we serve a good God, amen? And God says just because you go through the storms of life doesn't mean that he can't give you a testimony to come out of the storms. So I'm excited tonight. I'm so excited, and we are going to listen to the late James Cleveland with God Has Smiled on Me.
Me. to do, you can make it. You can make it.
Yeah.
my soul is happy. Praise the Lord, everybody, because God is just that good. We had the late James Cleveland, and he says that God has smiled on me. And guess what? Everything that we need, as he said in that song, comes from up above. You're going through a trial. God says that he will set you free of all of your worries and your cares. Then the Reverend Betty came on, Lord Jesus. And she said, you can make it. Make it personal and put your name there. Alfreda can make it. Put it, make it personal. You can make it. Because we serve a God that's wonderful, that's amazing, that's great. He's there when we need help. So you can make it. It's not any storm that you go through in life that you will not be able to make it if you don't take God with you. God is the creator of the storms. And because of that, God is able to say, peace, be still, and it shall be still. Amen? For the little ones, for the children, as God is showing me, when you're outside and when you're playing Simon Says, amen, and if... for instance, the person says, Simon says, stand on the table, right? Then you're authorized to do so. But if Simon didn't say that, then you shouldn't do it or she will be out. It's kind of like God. God authorizes us to go through storms. And he says, because you was obedient to go through that storm, he says, I'm going to bring you out. Is that right? So you can make it. There is nothing too hard for our God. As we're getting ready for that 100-yard sprint to the finish, amen? We're going to end with the Clark sisters. You brought the sunshine, amen? Whenever you go anywhere, ask who's bringing the sunshine, because we always need encouraging words. We always need individuals who are going to bring the power of God with them. So I always ask that. And then we're going to end it. Go to the finish line with I'm blessed. I'm blessed by the late Reverend Clay Evans. And then I will come back to you because the Lord has laid something on my spirit. I will come back to you and let you know what that is. Then afterwards we will go into the announcements. Amen. Then I will bid you good night. And we get to rest on tomorrow, but make sure on tomorrow, God's will, that you are listening to the ministries and catching up and looking at the PowerPoint and telling your friends about the campaign that we have going for saving our youth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Clark Sisters. You brought the sunshine.
You gave me
Savior Jesus Christ. And our Lord and Savior, many things in our lives, and he was described as being the lifeline. There's nothing too impossible and nothing too hard for our God. No matter what the problem is, the Lord can bring the sunshine. No matter what you're going through, and I'm going to repeat myself again because God is a consistent God. No matter what you're going through, the Lord can bring you out of dark situations into the marvelous light. And we must understand and recognize that we serve a God who is a God that is the center of our joy. He's a God that is just powerful, powerful, powerful. Then the late Reverend Clay Evans came with "I'm Blessed." And many of us take for granted that we have feet, arms, and eyes to see, but we're blessed. Amen. When the Lord blesses us to wake up in the morning, we're blessed. And it's good to know when you wake up that you are blessed because God is giving us life. He's giving us hope. There are some young people, amen, and I love my young people, who are listening. And the Lord revealed that this particular song ministers and helps our youth, our young people, because we can see within this song that none of us are perfect, but we can bounce back. That is a testimony. You have a young lady who says that in the past she went off on the wrong track, kind of like Saul did on that Damascus road. She says, but the Lord saved her. The Lord brought her back. And so as we recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I was going to say, as we open up the doors of the church, the Lord is good. As we extend to you and recommend to you our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want to play this song, and then I'm going to play one more song. And before I play that last song for this particular ministry, I'm going to reveal what the Lord revealed, because the Lord is getting ready to do some great things, especially for our young people. There are a lot of young people that I don't even know who listen to this ministry. There are a lot of other people who listen to this ministry that I don't even know, I'm not aware of, and there are many that I am aware of, you know. But the whole point is that we're going to be obedient unto God, and God says, replay Sister Lockhart's different. Because it's ministers to our youth. And so while I have the attention of our youth, I want you to know that once you experience God, whether you come through God as God is revealing through music ministry, whether you come through God through the teaching or the preached word, God says, just come. You haven't done anything so bad where the Lord will not accept you. Okay. For those of you who are in any type of homes, okay, correction facilities, anything like that, you have not done anything so bad that the Lord will not accept you. Now, the world, some people in the world may say, no, but God says, I will accept you. And that's what's important. And God will begin to circle you around people who will accept you. Okay, so I lay down. I said, because I want to be used by you. I want to experience the opportunities. I want to experience the will and the journey of God. And God has done that. And he has just, I mean, I just can't even begin to say what the Lord has done. Okay, so I want you to listen to this. And then I have one more song. And then we have announcements. And I'm going to bid you good night.
Like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things. And suddenly the church girl I was originally. See, the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the Spirit said, walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday. But there's not a whole new deal that I will reach down and save me.
Hey, I love that song by Sister Tasha Page, LaCroix, Different. Amen. Now I'm going to play this last song that the Lord gave me to play to my listeners and those who will listen. This song is entitled Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And the Lord illustrates that we have to make him the center. As I said before, we have to make him the head and the tail. Anything that you set your mind to do, anything that you want to do, whatever it is, as you go on your journey, you're going to have to take the Lord with you. You can't take toxic people. You can't take negative people. You can't take everybody with you on your journey. But you always take our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you take prayer, and you take what you've learned, and you apply it. And I guarantee you, you will be successful. So on tonight, I want to play this last song, Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And I want you to really think about, and I recommend that you place the Lord in the center and you pray over everything that you do, everything that you set out to do, whatever it is, you pray over it, and the Lord will make a way.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me tonight on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. I have a few announcements to make, and then I will bid you good night. Please continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, authors, published talk show hosts, anyone who is positive, please, please, Facebook at Freda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Remember to pray for 245 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And please pray for those whom you know and those who you do not know. In addition to that, as I said before, the December 6th event was a great success, and we really appreciate each and every one of you for coming out. We would like to thank Sister Evans, who orchestrated all of this, as well as her team, who orchestrated and made this possible. And most of all, we would like to thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who even gave her the vision and who just blessed us in that place. Each person who came, each choir, it was just fantastic, so we really appreciate what God has done. I want you to continue to remember that I have a campaign going on entitled Save Our Youth. Be sure to look at that PowerPoint. Also understand and recognize that in June, God's will, we're going to bring that conference to Belmead, Texas, and the Lord has given me a revelation that I cannot reveal to anyone because it has the process is not here yet. There has to be a process. There is a process. And so I cannot reveal any guest or anything of that nature. But what I can tell you is that we're going to have a good time. And what I can tell you is that there are going to be changes made. And what I can tell you is that there are going to be people who are interested. And what I can tell you is that God is good. Amen. And so we're going to make this, we're going to start local, you know, and then we're going to expand our horizons. We're going to go to San Antonio. We're going to make San Antonio our second stop. So I really appreciate each and every one of you for your viewing support and your listening support to the Love Live Jesus Ministry. Just keep watching because God is doing some great things. He's opening doors. I mean, he's connecting me with people. I've made about 10 friends today. Most of them are radio hosts and like two or three are about gospel artists. But I really appreciate the connections. I love to talk to people. I'm very open as far as ministry and speaking and all of that good stuff, and just helping to promote individuals, you know, on Facebook or social media or supporting your music, so let me know. In addition to that, just know that God is good. We serve a true and living God, and I would like to shout out to my nephew who's in Denton, Texas. Amen. The Lord blessed him to make a 98 on one of his tests, and he has two more tests to take. So God is just so good, and he is so merciful, and God brings us through a lot of things, but God still says that he is God, and he shows us favor, he shows us mercy, he shows us grace, and God has done so much with this ministry, and God says, you know, this particular time is not the time to give what the Lord has revealed. God says, you know, you have to wait. He says, wait, because although you know the end in mind, amen, you have to start from the beginning. You have to start from scratch. And so I appreciate what God is doing in this ministry, and I will share it with you as soon as the Lord authorizes me to share it. As I said before, I really appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the Love of Jesus Ministry. Make sure that you tell your family and friends that the Love of Jesus Ministry exists. I'm also working on the Live 365. I am having some computer difficulties, but that's going to be cleared up in a couple of days. So just bear with me because I'm trying to get the radio started, plus run the Blog Talk Radio, plus also serve the people and serve God and my family and everybody else. So just bear with me and continue to enjoy this particular ministry because I'm going to still have this ministry, but I'm also bringing in the Live 365 radio station. And on tomorrow, make sure that you are catching up on the different ministries. You can start all the way from the beginning, all the way from June of 2013, or you can start from yesterday. That really doesn't matter. But make sure that you're catching up on the ministries. Make sure that you continue to pray. There are a lot of things going on. Just pray for those who have lost someone, those who have someone in the hospital. I'm praying a special prayer for one of, well, for two of my student athletes who lost their mother. I'm praying for just everybody. And so if we pray for each other, we're going to cover each other. Okay, if everyone pray for all the people they know, then we're covering everybody. So tonight when you pray, just pray not only for your family and yourself, but pray for those whom you know and those who are going through some circumstances. Just pray for everyone. And remember this week to be positive. You know, just remember to be positive and to remember to think well, to think on the good things. Tuesday is to think on the good things of the Lord because we serve a true and living God. And so, once again, I really, really appreciate each and every one of you. I feel so revived now because I was on air sharing the ministry with you. I listen to the music. The music provides therapy. Praise the Lord. And, you know, we're looking forward to that Wednesday because Wednesday means we're almost there. And so I just want you to continue to pray. Parents, continue to pray over your youth before they go to school. Continue to pray over them. And I guarantee you God will take care of them. And I want to say this. I feel just wonderful. I don't know what it is, but I feel different. And I can tell that there is a transformation going on with me. I just feel different. I can't explain it. I don't know what's going on, but I know I like it because God is in control. And God is creating me to be whom He wants me to be, and I accept that. And so, when you're going through those particular things with the Lord, when the Lord is molding you and He's making you into who He wants you to be, you just accept it, you know. And I can tell because my eating habits, you know, I want to be in the Word of God. You know, I want to be in the Word of God. I can tell because I'm focused, you know, as far as, you know, I have to dedicate a few hours with God. I have to, every moment that I get, I'm thinking about God every moment. God, what do you want me to do? What do you have me to do next? What do you want me to do, Lord? So when you pray to God, and you have to be ready for this, when you pray to God for a change, when you ask God to break you all the way down, He will. And guess what? When He begins building you, you're going to feel different. There's going to be some difference in you. You're going to feel different. It's kind of like having the flu or having a cold or something. You feel different, but you're really not sick. You just feel different because God is doing something new in your life. When something new comes into your life, the whole atmosphere shifts because it has to make room for that. And so that's what, if you understand what I'm saying, that's what God is doing to me. He's bringing something new. He's bringing new things. And so my body is shifting and my atmosphere is shifting. And so, you know, I feel it, and I know what's going on, but I know also that God is good. And so I'm just excited. I don't know. I can't explain it. I'm just excited. And I know that God is blessing each and every one of you. I know that God is taking care of each and every one of you. And once again, to my college students, my nephew especially, love you. God is good. Just pray to God, and I guarantee you'll pass every one of your tests. Pray to God. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter what you've been through, the storm you've been through. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. Try Him for yourself. And without further ado, I would like to say, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is Wednesday, take care of yourselves and each other. I do not have my technology today, but I guarantee you we're going to have it soon. Okay, so I'm going to bid you good night, and I'm going to say a prayer to dismiss us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this moment together, Lord. I ask that You bless each listener. I ask that You bless those who are going to listen, Lord. I ask that You create a week in which this week will be a great week for each listener, each person who's going to listen, Lord. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for what You've done, the things that You're going to do. And now as we depart with this prayer, but never from Your presence, I ask that You bless each and every person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time. which is Wednesday. Take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. And make sure that you listen to some of the segments on Tuesday. Thank you so much. Goodbye.